From start to finish, why the best wealth journeys are run like marathons. Queen Mahachi, advisor at Citadel. Most people dream of achieving financial freedom, but too often, they sprint toward wealth, only to see their lack of strategy and support trip them up. This impatience can be costly, according to Queen Mahachi, advisor at Citadel. Building wealth is less like a 100-meter dash and more like running a marathon. It's about setting a sustainable pace, pushing through challenges, getting support and making smart decisions consistently over time to achieve specific goals you've set for yourself. Success takes planning, preparation and the ability to endure uncertainty, says Mahachi. Financial advisors are like coaches. When the road gets tough and doubt sets in, they help you maintain your perspective and motivation to keep going. Mahachi's analogy is rooted in personal experience. Since 2018, she has supported her husband, an ultra-marathon runner, as his seconder, providing encouragement, sustenance and strategy at every stage of his races. What I learned is to define goals clearly and to support the athlete in sticking to the plan. The first step, define your finish line. Just like new runners, those starting on their wealth journey may not know how to crystallize a clear sense of direction. Many people work hard, earning a decent income, but never get out of the starting blocks in terms of building wealth, because they haven't mapped out what they're working toward, Mahachi explains. It's important to unpack those vague aspirations and turn them into specific, actionable financial goals. Financial goals like retiring early or intergenerational wealth transfer can be achieved by building a financial roadmap tailored to specific needs and life stage. Adapting the plan to each life stage is like knowing when to fuel up during a marathon, bananas at kilometer 30, electrolytes at kilometer 60. Carrying on after hitting the wall. Marathon runners all know the feeling of hitting the wall when exhaustion and doubt collide. Investors face similar moments of crisis, be it in times of market downturn, geopolitical instability, or a personal setback. As the saying goes, keep calm and carry on, Mahachi says. During the recent tariff wars, investors were concerned about the markets collapsing. But markets have weathered many storms, the 2008 global crisis, COVID-19, and others. Like a seasoned runner's muscle memory, solid investment strategies are built to withstand shocks. Focus on data, analysis and long-term thinking, not fear in the moment. Milestones, motivation and momentum. Maintaining motivation over years or decades takes tenacity. One way to achieve it is to celebrate financial milestones along the way, and not just the end goal, says Mahachi. It's an incredible feeling for any investor when they realize they can afford to upgrade a car or take a dream holiday without derailing their plan, she says. That's when they really start believing in the process. That's why I like to share success stories of other clients who started small and stayed consistent. It helps newer clients see what's possible. Consistency beats speed. Just like the story of the tortoise and the hare, it's important to realize that consistency is more effective than cutting corners to dash to the finish line. One sure way to achieve consistency is to run alongside someone who keeps you accountable, says Mahachi. Elite athletes don't train alone. It's the same with money. The most successful investors ask for help and maintain open communication channels with those supporting their goals to achieve follow-through. She recalls one client who, after building an emergency fund as advised, lost her job and was able to support herself during unemployment. It was a powerful lesson. Once you experience the benefit of collaborative planning, you become more disciplined and committed. The final stretch, stay the course. To quote Comrades legend Bruce Fordyce, you must start like a coward and finish like a hero. Resist the urge to go too fast too soon, as it leads to burnout, she cautions. Starting small and building confidence is how you gain momentum and eventually cross the finish line with your goals achieved. Ends. Author at Queen Mahachi, Citadel Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.